people are getting vaccinated, unemployment is going down, and death rates due to COVID-19 have slowed. The pandemic is not over, but people are starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. The most vulnerable affected, however, are still trying to find a path back to some semblance of normal. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jolene Almendarez. Demetrius Broyles' mom helped him log into a Zoom session with a few of his coworkers at Easter Seals. It provides job services and socialization opportunities for people living with developmental disabilities. But a lot of them no longer have much of a chance for either of those things.
I'm at home right now because of this mess, and I can't do nothing right now because I'm missing out on church, my friends at church, missing out on a lot of activities, going places, like going to the Reds game.
He'll especially miss the opening day parade, even though he says the Reds never win. And while people all over are missing things like baseball and friends, it's a little different for Broyles because his life, work, friends, family, used to be so dependent on the community he's built for himself at Easter Seals. He's been employed there for more than a decade, doing a lot of different jobs. Most recently, he was a custodian until the start of the pandemic. Director of Community Integrated Services, Chrissy Perkins, says there were at least 150 people using the organization's services each day before the pandemic. But around this time last year, it all changed.
As things started to just progress, people started to stay home and people were worried to come in. And then when we were at the stay home order, we had to shut down all of our services.
She says Easter Seals had to get creative and connected with other organizations that provide residential services just to keep some of their staff working.
But that group of people that we were serving in those homes are not our original 150 that we served. So we still had 150 people at home not receiving any services.
In December, Easter Seals hosted a virtual Christmas party for those they usually serve. But it was a far cry from their usual festivities throughout the year that include things like dunking booths.
Am I going to have to let you dunk me when we're allowed to do that again? Or throw a pie in my face like you did at the Christmas?
Oh my God. I took the picture of it too.
The person talking about the picture is Albert Kang. Before the pandemic, he worked doing production at Easter Seals. And now he's stuck at home with his parents.
I feel like I was in prison.
But he got his second vaccination last week, and he's going back to work at the end of the month.
I feel fine, but people could be surprised to see me because they haven't seen me for a while. They're like, what? You're back? I'm like, yeah, I'm back.
But Kang is lucky. He still has a job to go back to. Perkins says not everyone is going to get that chance soon because some of the jobs available through Easter Seals have dried up, like a trampoline park where Trey Tolk worked enforcing rules.
They haven't got back with me yet. When we don't start back up, I don't know if they don't start back up. So I am in the process of looking for a different job somewhere else.
Is there any other kind of place you want to work at?
I'm looking at like a greeter position at like grocery store or any place like that.
Easter Seals has lost connections with organizations they used to work with, Perkins says, as businesses are forced to tighten their purse strings.
It's a possibility that we do not continue in those programs. And so that's been very hard, too, because we want to bring these people back, but we don't have their original place for them to go back. And we're trying to develop new relationships with other businesses to try to have the same kind of programming so a person can come back.
It's also made difficult, she says, because there is no one-size-fits-all for finding employment. For instance, Tolk also has physical limitations that need to be taken into consideration. And he lives with his twin brother, not his parents. So he may be feeling the financial pinch a little harder than others. The pandemic has ravaged unemployment rates in Hamilton County, though. Less than 3% of the county was unemployed during spring 2019. About a year later, the pandemic caused employment to be at a record high of just over 14%. That number has leveled out over the past few months, closer to 5% in December. But with many businesses shuttered and hours cut at the ones remaining open, Perkins says she's facing the reality. People they serve are in for a longer wait than others before they can resume their daily lives. Jolene Almendarez, 91.7 WVXU.